Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you for this great opportunity to preach the gospel. We are so grateful and so honored that you chose us for this assignment. And we don't take it for granted. So we ask you, Lord, to speak through us and touch the hearts and minds of every single person here. Let them know that they're loved by you. And we'll be careful to give you praise, glory, and honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. But first of all, I want to say thank you all so much for coming out today. So nice to see so many faces in the place. I'm always excited. Y'all pray for us, Sister Duren and I. After new members class, we head to Chicago, and then we fly out tomorrow going to Vegas. So I get to go see my South Carolina girls again. So we're going down to Vegas to watch them in a two-day tournament. So, and it's her birthday. Everybody, Sister Duren going to have a birthday Tuesday, y'all. Yeah. Amen. So a birthday gift, we going away, we getting away. My daughter Nessa said, Dad, I understand. You know, this is a family thing. I'm trying to figure out why I don't have a ticket. That's a word. Sorry, sister. Right. It's so nice to have my brother, Charles Burt, Dr. Charles Burt, in the audience today. He went through a ordeal in his life. So I'm so honored to have you here. It means the world to me, and thank you so much. He invited us out to his home in Atlanta and fed us real good. We had a great time, and so it was just nice to see you in the audience. I was really surprised to see you, but I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. So I won't be before you long. I know Tracy set the stage last week. Y'all got out at 12:08, but so, you know, so everybody was telling me about that. So I don't understand. She would not preach again in this church. No, I appreciate it. So, I won't be before you long, but I just want to share some things which I think is important for us to understand, right? And so the gospel in Jesus Christ, his mandate in the world was for him really to come here, man, and make a difference and really introduce us to us, right? And I think that the challenge was that so many of us didn't know who us as was, right? So we had no idea who we were, right? And so Jesus came to really introduce us to who we really are. And who we are to God, and why God is so important, all right, and why we're so important, and why relationships are so crucial, right? And so I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the mandate of the kingdom, right? So when Jesus came, he tells us about the kingdom of God will be in you, right? And so I talk about it all the time because we've been, over the years, we've always been taught about the uniqueness of God looking over us, and he's coming down and going to do all these wonderful things in our life. And we don't really talk about, we talk about him being inside of us, but we talk about him as the Holy Spirit, but not really realize, man, that God really, 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 really operates through us, right? And everything is really about relationships, right? And so when you understand who God is in your life, for real, and that he's really working through you in your heart and your mind, it changes the way you look at people, it changes the way you behave, it changes the way you move, right? And so I want to talk to you guys about this mandate, but I also want to talk to you guys about but the kingdom is all about people. Everybody say people. It's about people and relationships. So often, man, we get so locked up and talked about and excited about our homes, our cars, our new clothes, and our new hairdo, and how God blessed us to do all these different things. But I want to share something with you. All those things really, really mean nothing. The thing that really matters to God really is relationships. Right? It's really about relationship. It's really about, so Jesus came and really, really, really put a lot of focus on relationship, the importance of relationship. And when we value people, not things, a lot of times we fall out with people over things. So we ruin relationships because of things. But the kingdom mandate is really about relationships and about people. And once we understand it, I tell you, the people that get it, life has changed and they're never the same. I mean, they never the same. I was talking to Dr. Abiade today in my office, and I was asking him some questions about his mannerism and the things he do, because his wife was sharing his testimony about him, and when he go, everywhere he go, he don't meet no strangers, and he always try to find the littlest one. If he go to a hotel, he try to find all the people that work, put the beds together, and he go to the grocery store, the people that's working behind the counter, or someone you think is insignificant. He said, because it's so important, everybody is so important. And a lot of time, man, we put the emphasis on the people that's up front, the people who we think can make a difference in our life. So if we think you can be a blessing in our life, right, then I pay attention to you. But we don't realize that the person that could really be a blessing to you is the person that's sitting in front of you, because God is working through that person, right? Every single person, hear me well, every single person walking around on two legs, right, was gifted to come to this earth with a purpose to make a difference in the life of somebody that you came in contact with. Right. So understand that you're not a mistake. You're not an accident. You're not an accident. You're not a mistake. Right. And God don't make those kind of mistakes. God is very, very intentional. Right. And so you are extremely important, and you were sent here to solve a problem. Right. You were here. God knew the problem needed to be solved, and he created you for it. Right. So you're not a mistake. Right. And so somebody need you, and you need somebody. Right. And you don't know who that somebody is. Right. And so I heard this story about a lady and her sister who was in a concentration camp. And in a concentration camp, they had all these gnats. And the gnats, you know how gnats is. They just nasty. Right. But the Bible says in everything, give thanks. Right. And so these gnats were in there, and it was just so bad. And they said, and the sister was telling her that we just got to give God thanks for these gnats. Anybody said, well, I don't know about all that. But about giving that, right? So raise your hand if you can't give God thanks for the gnats, right? But you will when I get done with the story, right? So what happened was they was in this concentration camp, and they were treating the people so rude and so cruel and so nasty, and they wouldn't let them read the Bible, and they couldn't talk about God and all that. But these two girls, these sisters, was in this camp, and they had all these gnats. So the guards and everybody wouldn't come because there was gnats there. Right. And so thank God for the gnats, because they had those nasty nets, and it was so nasty that the guards wouldn't come and harass them and give them a hard time. So everybody else was getting a hard time. The gnats was saving their life. Right. So a lot of time when you look at something and you think it's not important, God got it there for you. That's why he says in everything, give thanks. Right. And because so what you think is not good is good. Right. And so every person that you run into has been put here on this earth for a purpose by God. Now you can't judge people, man, based on you. Right. But when you download the spirit inside your innermost being, then you recognize who God is. Right. And when you know who God is, then you look across at someone else. Now the way I treat you is totally different. Why? Because I've downloaded the software into my program, and now it's part of my hardware, right? And so now I move the way God moved, because now I understand, Terrio, that he's working through me and asked me, because that's the mandate. So the mandate is really about people. It's not about things. Everybody says it's about people. And it's about relationships, right? I don't care what happens, right? You may not like your husband, but I promise you, your husband was given to you as an assignment. Your wife was assigned to you. God assigned them to you, right? And now, the thing is, but this is too bad. That's because we sometimes don't know who we are, right? And so we don't really download the program. We don't download the program in our life. So we treat people as though they're nothing when they're really somebody. So if I knew I was entertaining God, then I would treat you a little different, right? Well, you won't know you're entertaining God, man, until you entertain God. Right. And once you download them in your life, it's important. So the kingdom, the mandate is about a king. Everybody say about a king. And about a kingdom. And it's about his royal family. Right. And so it's about a king, a kingdom, and his royal family. Right. Now, everything God created is a solution to a problem. Remember that. Everything. So everybody that came into this world, everybody is a solution to a problem. You are a solution to somebody's problem. Right? That's important. So, but if you see yourself as a solution to a problem, man, then you look at people totally different now, because I'm going to be a blessing in your life. It's nothing like being blessed, but it's nothing really like when you're a blessing to somebody else. When you're a blessing to somebody else, man, it changes you. It's something about you. You can give me something, and I'm excited about it. If I give you something, and you act like you appreciate it, then I'm really excited. It just does something to me, because that's how God created us to be, right? And it makes a difference in our life. So the mandate is about people and relationship, and we're going to talk about that. So when we leave here, you guys understand that. But I want you to understand something, young people. And don't you ever let anybody tell you that you was a mistake or you're an accident. when they say you're not nothing, you can't amount to nothing, your family's nothing, you're no good, and you can't do this, I want you to know, right? When God created you, listen to me. When God created you, he created you with him in mind. Now, they may not see the greatness in you, but God does. When he sat there and he was making you and very paying closer detail to you, not somebody else, to you, he knew exactly. So I know some of us, man, we get hair done or we get our breasts did or we lose weight, we gain weight, we do all this kind of stuff and we do a lot of stuff. But I want you to understand something. God loves you for who you are. And he appreciates you for who you are. Right? Now here's the thing, right? Whatever you do, whatever you have, if you got a short, God bless somebody else to have a gift to help you look better. So you be appreciative for that. So it doesn't matter. So they said, man, that ain't your, yes it is, because God gave them a gift to be able to help you be all you can be. Right? And so then I'm appreciative of the gift that God has put in everybody. So now the world's a better place, man, because I understand the gift. I understand the mandate. And the mandate is about edifying others. I know you don't believe it, but God created us, man, to be a blessing, Pierre, in the life of other people. He wanted us, man, whatever gift I have, now I may not be as talented as you, but whatever I have, I'm supposed to use it, man, to help edify you. Right? Whatever it is, whatever little gift I have. And the thing is, the other day, we was coming back, Ardeen and I, from somewhere. I don't know where he's coming from. Indiana. We went to the South Bend game, right? And we come back, and my grandson called me and said, Papa, the car is on the flat. The car is on the flat, right? And so I said, well, where yet, right? And fortunately, man, we were coming in town when it happened, right? Now, the beauty is I got an opportunity, man, to teach him how to change a flat. Now, if the moment was not there, if I didn't know, because he's only 17 years old, right? He's never really changed a flat before. He doesn't know anything about this key, so he took the key out the tire, and I said, listen, get the key out the glove compartment and put it in the tire and take this key, and he got ready to sit the key on the side. I said, don't you put that key on the ground. And he got ready to put it in his pocket. I said, you better not put the key in your pocket. I said, take the key and go put it in the glove compartment right now. Right? I said, not later. Don't do nothing. Don't take another boat off or nothing till you put that key. Because if you lose that key, they're going to have to cut the whole tire off. Right? So now you got to get a whole lot of, oh, really? Yes. So he kind of laughed and giggled, but he put it in there. He would know for the rest of his life. So God made sure that it was a situation that I could be there to teach him that at that moment. Because it's so important, because one day he's going to teach his son. Or he may have to teach his daughter. Right? Because everybody, watch this here, is a solution to a problem. Right? And when I helped him fix the problem, man, he was all excited. And I told him, I said, now get on the highway with that donut, you know, and try to go, just stay on the side roads, right? So it was a great lesson to give him. Why am I telling you that? Because every time you encounter somebody, God wants you to figure out how can I be a blessing in their life. Right? I know you get tired of them. I know you get sick and tired of them. But God wants you. He put you in the situation so you get an opportunity to what? Be a blessing in their life. I didn't say he said do something formal. Sometimes you may have just given wisdom. You know, it's funny because Dr. Bird is here today. Dr. Bird called me on the phone a few years back. He said, Pastor Durin, I want to come and speak to your congregation about, you know, some insurance about people in case they pass away. And I wouldn't even answer his call. So he kept calling me and calling me and kept calling me, and I wouldn't even answer the call. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I don't let people, you know, just come and sell their product in my church, right? And because my people is not like that. I'm not here to sell my people. Then, and he said, but Pastor, and then he, now that's not that, we raised up together in the same house almost. All right? I spent the night at the house. I said, let me explain to you what's going on, what's happening. He said, we have a lot of people. A lot of people, that when they die, everybody got a can around trying to get somebody to help pay for the funeral. He said, what I want to do, he said, I want to be a blessing in their life. He said, you know, I want to be a blessing. So he said, I want to be a solution to the problem. When he told me he wanted to be a solution to the problem, I'm like, come on, Dr. Burt. You got the flow. You can come on Sunday morning now. Because this is the opportunity for you to be a blessing in the life of so many people, because I've got a lot of phone calls. Can you give me $100 to help on the funeral? Can you help over here? Right? Listen to me. God bless you to be a blessing too. Everybody say, God bless me to be a blessing too. Now, that's important. I don't want you guys to miss that. That's important. So listen to Jeremiah. He says, for I know the plans, Jeremiah, I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to what? Prosper you and what? Not what? Harm you. Plans to do what? Give you hope. And God said, I know the plans I have for you. God know the plans he have. You may not even know the plan, right? But once you understand who he is and you embrace Christ, all right? And I'm going to talk about this. When you embrace Christ, then you get to understand he let you in on the secret, right? You come in and he said, let me tell you about the plan I have for you. He said, and I have a big plan for you because you're so important that you didn't know before, but I'm going to work with you. Watch this here. And I'm going to work through you, and I might just work as you, right? So when they see you, they're going to see me. He said, now, so it's important, and I'm going to send some people your way, and they need to understand who I am. Now, I don't need you to walk around with a Bible, but the answer, and quote all the scriptures. I just need you to love them unconditionally. And I need you to be a solution to their problem, right? He said, that's important because I created you to be a solution to a problem, right? He said, because the mandate is about people and relationship. Everybody said people and relationship. Now, some of us is introverts. You know, some of us don't like nobody to talk to nobody. We don't want nobody to deal with us. You know, I had a brother like that, man. I had a brother. His name was JB. Right? He was an introvert. He ain't like nobody. You know, he don't talk to nobody. He don't do nothing. Right? He just used to drink his 5 o'clock. But there was a woman that God made a solution to his problem. So every time he would come by, this woman said, I'm going to pray for you. And she, God used her in such a way where all of us was going to church and doing all that stuff. All that stuff, this woman just kept on being a solution to his problem. Till one day, not only did he give up drinking, but he gave his life to the Lord. And when he gave his life to the Lord gave him a wife, right? And gave up drinking, but she became a solution to the problem. And then he became a solution to his wife's problem because she needed a husband, right? She had been single up under her dad for a long time, helping her dad in ministry, right, and just living the life. And God said, you need somebody, right? And I'm going to send you an alcoholic, right? But I'm going to show you somebody that's delivered because you ain't been around nobody like that. But I got to give you somebody who loves the Lord for real. So when they give their testimony, you'll know he's real. Because sometimes you've been hearing about it, but you don't really know about it. All right? Now, so everybody said, the Lord is blessing me to be a blessing too. I know you're excited about it. Now, here's the mandate. Listen to me. Jesus was teaching, right? And I'm going to get out here about the same time Tracy got out here, about 3:30. Right now. So now, everybody said about 3:30, right? Right. Jesus said to him, watch this here, thou shalt what? Love the Lord. Now, I'm about to wrap this thing up in a few minutes. Thou shalt love the Lord, thy God, with what? All your heart. Now, watch this mandate, Alex. Watch this mandate. With all your heart. Now, you can't do it, man, without the Spirit being in you. That's why Jesus, right, came and he's baptized and the Holy Spirit came and descended. And God said, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Because he couldn't even be Jesus without the Spirit. But once he got the Spirit, then he was unbelievable. He started to work as God. Right? Now, watch what he says. He says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. He said, that's important. All of us love the Lord, Kim. So we got our little prayer closet, and we worship Jesus, and Jesus is everything. He's my all in all. He's my everything. God said, that's good. Now that I know you love me, show me you love me. Right? Then he says this, this is the first and the greatest command, but the second is likened to it. Now here's the mandate. Thou shalt love thy what? As thy what? On these two commandments hang all the law, all of it. He said, now the second, watch this here, this is important. And the second is likened to the first one. The first one said, love God with all your heart. So he said, but it's important that you love the people too. Because when you love them, you love me. When you see them, you see me. Now, it's easy for us to go in our closet, man, we do our little devotion at home, and we praise the Lord, and God is good, and I got my scriptures on the wall, and all on my mirror, and all this kind of stuff, and I'm walking around, and I'm speaking in tongues, and I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? All that stuff good, and I tear you up, and I'm just, oh, Lord, and I'm walking around the house, and I'm talking to the house, and I'm walking around, and won't he do it, and I'm all in the kitchen. And he said, now, when you get done doing all that, I need you to leave the house. Right? He said, I need you to leave the house now. He said, now I need you to go and show me that you really worship me. If you really, really worship me, you got this deep, you know, some of us are super deep. We super deep, right? He said, when you go and find somebody who's less than and be a solution to their problem. He said, now I need you to go and I need you to go into the life of people and then love them like you love me. You said, well, I love God with all my heart. He said, well, then love them with all your heart. He said, if you can't love your neighbor who you see every day, don't you start lying to me and tell me that you love me. Don't you go around telling nobody this lie that you love me and you can't stand the girl next door. He said, you just serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Because when your heart is in line with me, he said, you get to see me in the life of other people. Because Jesus came and he gave us an example. Camilla, he didn't mess with the people, the priests and the Pope, and all. He didn't mess with them, the scribes and the Pharisees. He wasn't dealing with them. He was fighting them. He spent time with the least of these. He didn't go in the church where they was praising in the temple. When he went in the temple, man, he was kicking stuff over. He didn't walk in the temple, man, and say, well, let's do some sacrifice. No, he went in the temple to straighten them up. He said, because y'all are playing games, selling cookies and donuts in the church. He said, that's done. Y'all money changing, beating people out their money, running all kind of hustles and all this kind of stuff. That's the only time he came up in there doing something. He went into the synagogue, and then he went into communities where people was less than so he can become a solution to their problem. So if you were sick, then he was a healer. If you was demon-possessed, then he'd deliver you. Whatever, if you was broke, he made sure you had the finance you need. Right? So whatever problem you had, he became the answer. Now listen to me. That's how he is in your life. When you embrace the Christ that was in Jesus, in you, he'll be a deliverer. He'll be a healer. You'll be financially free. You'll forgive people. You'll love like you're supposed to love. You'll care like you. Otherwise, you ain't going to give a hoot to toot about nobody. Right? When you go in there and say, I don't care nothing about them, then you need a heart transplant. You need to touch your heart and say, God, deliver me. Right? Because I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Right? And so when he said, you got to love them like you love yourself. I love me. Why do I love me? Because God is inside of me. I tell people, I got the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. Some people say, I got the Holy Ghost. How do you know? Because I speak in tongues. He said, well, then speak in real language to the person next to you won't speak to. He said, now I know you're speaking in tongues. Now say hello to the person sitting next to you. Because you spend all your time in your phone, you won't even say hi. In the name of Jesus. You walk out of church and you try to leave out here so fast, won't even say hi to nobody. Won't even give nobody a hug. In the name of Jesus. Right? Now, it's different, right? Now, so I want you to understand something, that all of us, Onika, all of us belong to the King. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. Everybody said chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of what? Your dark state. Dr. Abadie, your light state. I say your dark state, right? He said, listen, it brought you to the marvelous life. Some of us were in a mess, and God delivered us. I mean, we was in a mess. You know, I promise you don't want to follow me back to college, right? We did some damnable things in college. Thank Jesus for deliverance, right? Now, it's important to understand that we did some things in our life, man, we're not happy about. But when we got Jesus, he changed us. When we got Christ in our life, everybody say Christ. When the Holy Spirit in the form of Christ came into our life and came into our heart and started working through our mind, everything we did looked different. Our conversation changed. The way we treat people changed. The way we move on our job changed. Everything changed because now Christ is inside of us. Now when I go to work, I want to be a solution to the problem. I want to be an impact, right? I know you don't think you should be, right? But Satan He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Right? But Jesus said, I come, Christ said, I came into your life that you may have life. I know you don't believe, so let me give it to you. He says, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, I come that you might what? Have life. And not just have it. He said, I want you to have, Sister Cole say, he said, I don't want you to just have a daycare. I want the daycare to be so big that everybody, you got a waiting list to get in. He said, I want it to be abundant. Right? So everybody, they call you from all over because you don't even have enough business, child. He said, you can't write enough contracts. He said, that's how I want to bless you. He said, because I want you to, he said, once I realize you'll be a solution to a small problem, I want to make you be a solution to a big problem. So if I can trust you with a little, then I give you a lot more. But if I can't trust you with a small amount, don't you dare think I'm going to give you a lot. Right? And he wants to bless us like that. Right? Now listen to me. And this is it. Everybody say, this is it. I promise y'all, this is it. Watch this here. Got two scriptures, and then we're going to wrap this thing up for real. Right? In Ephesians, he says, I gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Then he says, for the perfecting. He said, the point of the matter is, he said, when I empower people and when I gifted you, man, for the edifying of other people. He said, listen, if I'm going to move in somebody's life, I'm going to move through you. He said, I'm going to move through somebody, right? So we need to yield ourselves up to him. He said, that's why I gave you prophets and teachers. I gave everybody a gift, but your gift is not for you. You can be the greatest cook, but if you only cook for you, it don't mean nothing. But as soon as you cook a meal for somebody else, Ken, you get excited. Ken cooks so much for the men on Tuesday, don't y'all go over his house. But he cooks so much. That's why they come to the ministry. Ken, you think they like the ministry, they like your cooking, right? The more you cook, the more they come. Derek said, man, I'm coming, man. My wife won't cook, I'm coming. Right now. So, and then Teresa said, that's right. Bring me a plate, Derek. That's what she said. Amen. You know, Derek, Teresa, come on, Teresa, you know I ain't gonna take no plate from Ken, huh? Ken, you got a styrofoam? He said, I got a little extra. I can't go home without it, right? But when God gave us gifts, it's really for the edifying of the body, right? It's really to be a solution to a problem. So you are the greatest gift that God ever gave to humanity was you. You just don't know it, right? You've been that for several people. You know, when you had the twin, you was all excited about them twin. You didn't realize that you was the answer to their problem. So God gave them to you as your assignment so they can be the best that they can be. You got to know who you are. You're not just anybody. And you're not just gifted to be gifted, right? And if you understand that in whatever you're doing, you may think it's nothing, right? Whatever you're doing, right? If you do it as though you're doing it unto the Lord, and you serve people as you're serving the Lord, God will make the greatest example of you, right? I told somebody, they said, man, they always brag about me being a pastor. They said, you the pastor of Kingdom Image. I said, God just got the people thinking I'm somebody, right? Because I just love the people. So I'm not going to let you outserve me. I'm just not going to do it. And so the more you bless me, the more I bless you. The more you ask me, the more you give me, the more I give back. Right? And the only reason I'm doing it is because I realized what I was called for. I said, God, you gave me a sign. He said, yeah, I told you to plant a church. I said, plant a church? He said, yeah. He said, just watch it grow. He said, in the process, just love the people. He said, if you love them, they're going to love you even more. Listen, if you serve the people, they're going to serve you. Listen, I don't care if it's your neighbor next door. You cut their grass, they may mow yours. Remember that. You can't outdo God. You can never outdo God. Whatever you do, somebody else is going to magnify by 10 in your life. So if you want to be blessed, you everybody say, well, I don't need to be blessed. I need the Lord to bless me. Some of you all are so blessed, you don't even recognize the blessing. Mr. Phillips got so blessed, man, God gave him a wife. He said, I'm going to give you a beautiful Brittany. I know sometimes you want to give her back, Mr. Phillips, but you got to keep her now. You got to keep her, right? He said, God, I know you love me. You know, he said, man, I don't know if God really loved me. And she said, I do. I will. When she said, I will, he came down the aisle like this. He like, mm. He said, I know, I want to do it. He was leaning like, want to do it, right? That's the blessing. So he became a solution to her problem. She was in the office all excited about getting married and all this kind of stuff. You know, I said, look at her. She got a little glow about her, right? But here's the thing. She always, always tried to make sure I look good. So God put her in place to serve me, right? So she blesses me. And when she blessed me, I bless others. And everything just works together in a circle, right? So you got to understand, God gave us gifts and talents. That's why he gave us prophets and teachers and all that, so he can edify the body, lift up, perfect. Everybody say perfect. Help us be better. He want to use you to help other people be better. Don't devalue you. You don't know who you are, man. You somebody for real. God is working through you. You just got to make the commitment and give your life to him. And watch him and want to do it. Now, here it is. Everybody say the fruits. Here's how you know it, because it's working in your life. Right? But the fruit of the Spirit, everybody says love. And joy. And peace. And long-suffering. And gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Meekness. Temperance. And watch this here. He said, against such there is no, they were trying to give him a law. We don't need the law. Keep the Old Testament. Keep all that. Just watch the fruits of the Spirit working in your life. Every one of them, man, is about relationship and people. You can't get no joy in no shoes. Everybody say, I like my red bottoms. After a while, you just sit in the closet, you forget you got them, then somebody tell you got them again. But when you have a relationship with people, and you have patience with them, and you see them in the long suffering, you see them in the joy. You see the joy on their face when you do something for them. When you come alongside them, right? And when somebody done you wrong, and you patient with them, and you have long suffering, you know, only Pastor Duran, right? Listen. When I messed up, Margaret, I begged. I said, please let the person forgive me for my mess up. I was hoping they'd forgive me. Soon as they told me, I forgive you. Pastor, I forgive you. I promise you, you are right. Whoa, I thought I was on top of the world. Because all of us want to be forgiven. So just imagine if you forgave the person who thinks you're not going to forgive them. What would it do for that relationship? What would it do for that relationship? It'll build it up. It'll strengthen it. Not in your name, but in the name of Christ. Everybody say in the name of Christ. That's why he's working through you and as you, right? Because he wants you to make a difference. He said, you got to be a solution to this problem. Don't be a problem, be a solution to the problem. Don't create the problem. Don't be the problem, be the solution. Raise your hand if you're a solution. Right, everybody should raise a hand. Now, I ain't gonna ask you if you're a problem, right? Today is going to be the day that you will eliminate all your problems. And you will give your entire life. Listen to me. And I'm done. I ain't going to get the rest of it. You will give your entire life. Today, when you go to your devotion, for those who got devotional life and do your meditations and all that kind of stuff, today is the day that you're going to make a commitment to God. And say, God, today, I'm going to reside in you and you in me. That's why Jesus, Father, make them one, just like we are one. You want to be in connection with this power of the Holy Spirit, Christ in your life. He said, I'm standing at the door knocking, asking you to allow me to take full control of your life so we can make a difference in the life of people. I can't do it without you. I can't force your hand. He says, it's an inside job. He said, I give you the choice. You got to choose to love me. You got to choose to represent me. It's your choice. If you choose not to, then somebody else is missing out on the blessing because you refuse to make him the most important thing in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Everybody stand to your feet and give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Amen. The mandate is about relationship and people. I want you to start seeing people different. I want you to start seeing yourself as a solution to the problem. When you're in school, kids, little Terrio, when you go to school tomorrow, see if you can be a solution to a problem. If a kid have an issue going on, how can I help them? How can I help them? What can I do to make their life better? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I thank you for each person that came out today. Thank you for the Holy Spirit in our life. Thank you, Lord, for gifting us with you. Let us recognize and understand that you is working so hard to live through us. Let us yield ourselves to you so the world can see who you really are. And as we are transformed, we get to transform others by being a solution to their problem. We can't do it without you. So we ask you, Lord, to come into our hearts, come into our minds, and let us live and move as though you are moving. We love you so much. And as we leave this place, Lord, we never ever want to leave your presence. We want to always be with you. And we ask you to give us traveling mercies and keep your arm protection around us. And for those who do not have a relationship with Christ, you don't believe that you can do this thing, I ask you to come to the altar. Let us pray with you. Let us lay hands on you. And let us connect with you. And maybe you just want to rededicate your life. You want to recommit your life. Today is the day for you to do that. So I ask the prayer warriors to come forward. So, Lord, as they come, there may be ones who want to give their life to Christ. Give them the courage and the boldness, because they can't do this thing by themselves. We love you so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Consider yourself dismissed. The altar is open for those who like prayer.